Support for today's show comes from Skillshare.com. Now, Skillshare is a site where they have thousands of courses and lots of course instructors to help you not just simply professionally, but personally as well. I know I have a number of my classes there, and it's one price per month, and it's unlimited access to content. And they give you a 7-day free trial. So you can take all my classes that way. And if you decide not to renew, okay, you decided not to renew, I'm fine with that. But I'm just simply saying it's a place where you can learn and grow and not have to worry about spending hundreds of dollars for courses like so many instructors make you do. Again, use the link in the show notes, get a 7-day free trial. It will make a difference in your job search and so much more. And we'll be back in just one moment. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2211. I'm Jeff Alvin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome! No BS Job Search Advice Radio is the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. We've been on the air for more than 10 years, more than 2,200 episodes. No other podcast is even close to this one in terms of numbers of episodes related to job search. Today's is a topical one because it relates to whether employers can ask about vaccination status when you apply for a job. Hope you find this helpful and give it an honest review wherever you listen to the show, and we'll be back in just one moment. Support for today's show comes from CareerFitter. CareerFitter will help you evaluate other career possibilities for yourself. Order the premium version using the link below. Take 10 minutes, answer 60 questions, I believe it is, and they'll give you some ideas that will get you thinking. And that's really what you want to be doing. Having outside input help you think about ideas. So again, use the link in the show notes, order the premium version. Do job seekers need to show proof of vaccinations to apply for positions? So the key phrase here is apply for positions. No. So when you're applying for a job, it's unlikely they're going to ask you to upload proof of vaccination. However, to be hired makes it a more complicated question. I went to shrum.org, that's shrm.org, and I found a great article there. To summarize it, employers have responsibilities under federal law and under state law that at times may conflict with one another. They ought to consult their local state government to understand what they're allowed to ask. And you, in turn, need to contact your local state government to understand whether someone is allowed to ask this on an interview. Now, if you're going to an interview and employees are being checked at the door for their temperature and other things, they're entitled to do that. If they ask you whether or not you've been vaccinated, well, the answer to that is a protected question under federal law. See how it's complicated? But in some states, it's a legal question. It's a legal scenario to require that all employees be vaccinated. They may say, if you're unvaccinated, you know, in our firm, we require vaccinations for all employees, and we're permitted to do that. So if you were to join, we're going to require that you be vaccinated by your first day. Are you willing to do that? And even there's some hedge in that, from what I read, because there are some people who, for religious or health reasons, are not able to be vaccinated. And thus, an employer has to provide reasonable accommodations for them. And if that's the case, they, in certain states, and under federal law, may need to provide accommodations for you. But this is about at the application point. No, you don't need to provide proof of vaccination. It does appear as though they're allowed to ask the question, and then there are consequences in terms of maintaining your privacy, or the privacy of the information, because it's medical information. You see what I mean? It's complicated. Contact your state government in order to know. and you might look at a representative in your assembly district, state senate area, whatever the term is for your legislative officials, in order to be able to get that answer. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few things I can do to help you with your job search beyond simply being your coach. First of all, I've got a new book out called The Right Answers to Tough Interview Questions. It is like a cookbook with answers to tons of interview questions that you're going to be asked on interviews. And if you pair it up with my other new book, The Ultimate Job Interview Framework, they are a terrific pair of books to help you with interviewing. In addition, I have a new service where you can practice mock interviews. If you go to thebiggamehunter.us/mock, I've got a service there, very inexpensive, like $99, where we have mock interviews set up. I'm going to be adding more to it very soon, but you can record your answers to them, and then I can critique them and help you perform better on them. You probably have noticed my show notes are pretty thorough with products and services that can help you with your search. And connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Lastly, my website has a ton of great information. That's thebiggamehunter.us. Now, if you're not ready to go there and go through the blog, put the address in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Altman. So this way, when you're ready to go, you have a way of getting back to my website. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great!